With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to Empowered Woman with Gwilda Wiecka, a radio show addressing the many challenging issues impacting women today and supporting the integration of balanced feminine power in the modern world. For more information on Empowered Woman with Gwilda Wiecka, visit our website www.ewwgw.com. Now here is your host, Ms. Gwilda Wiecka.
Beautiful ladies, and welcome to Empowered Woman with Gwilda Wiecka Radio Show, where we explore the many facets of being healthy, balanced, well-informed, and empowered women. I'm your host, Gwilda Wiecka. This hour, we'll be looking at cleansing and nourishing the female body. It's difficult to become empowered if we're not physically strong. If we're bogged down with toxins, excess weight, and the resulting ill health, depression and diminishment is much more likely than empowerment. At the same time, with the increasing polluted, stressful environment, there are more challenges to our physical health than ever before. Women deal with stress and pollutants differently than men. For example, our hormones and cycles are much more complex and greatly impacted by plastic products releasing estrogenic chemicals. More women than men suffer from calcium deficiency, resulting in bone loss. Environmental illness is significantly more common among women. Losing weight is more difficult for women than men, and so on. As women, how can we strengthen, support, and nourish our bodies? What can we do to compensate for the ever-present environmental pollutants in the air, water, and food? What health challenges are related to toxicity? Our guest this hour may have some useful guidance for us. Jonathan Glass is the author of Total Life Cleanse and co-author of the Total Life Cleanse program. He's a master acupuncturist, Ayurvedic practitioner, herbalist, and natural health educator. Jonathan served on the faculty of the New England School of Acupuncture and the Dharma Institute of Yoga and Ayurveda. His website, healingessencecenter.com. Jonathan, thanks for joining us on Empowered Woman.
Thanks so much, Gwilda. I'm happy to be here.
What is an Ayurvedic practitioner?
An Ayurvedic practitioner is the, well, if you know yoga, the yoga system from India has a sister component to it, which is called Ayurveda. And Ayurveda means the knowledge of life. So there's a system of yoga, but then there's the medicinal system that is in alignment with the principles of yoga. And it's a very sophisticated system. In fact, Ayurveda was the first system on the planet to actually use surgery. So it's not just an energetic, but there's use of very sophisticated herbs and medicines, and there's a tremendous amount of wealth in the area of individualizing dietary and lifestyle recommendations as well.
So it sounds like it's pretty complicated. How long is the study to become a practitioner?
Well, the study is a few years, but it's really a lifetime because there is so much knowledge and there's so much information. And then, of course, just by practicing, we learn more and more all the time. So it's really a lifetime. And it's the same with Chinese medicine. It's a never-ending process in terms of learning more and more.
I understand it deals with illness and health according to balance versus mechanically.
Yeah, exactly. So one of the beautiful things about Ayurveda is that it starts with the idea of looking at the person as an individual. And there's these things called doshas, and the doshas means basically how an individual person in their very unique way tends to go out of balance. And there's a few different ways of identifying someone's dosha. But it's very important in Ayurveda to really understand the physical, mental, emotional temperament and landscape of an individual so that appropriate dietary lifestyle and herbal protocols are given. So it's all about balance, and it's quite a system.
It sounds like that could be particularly useful for women because we're so complicated. We got a lot more moving parts between, you know, having, a quarter more genetic material and then just all the hormonal systems and everything.
Correct. Yeah, it's really true. Women are much more complex. And like you said before, they tend to accumulate toxins more. They tend to hold on weight a little bit more. They're much more complex. They're much more complex. And Ayurveda is a beautiful way of approaching, appropriate dietary lifestyle and herbal protocols for an individual person. And then, of course, we're looking at, you know, one person may have toxins, but it may not be the appropriate way. We may not approach it exactly the same way because of the individual.
We are also different, and doesn't it depend on what we've been exposed to in our lifetime as well as our genetics?
Absolutely. I mean, now that we're understanding genetics more, we can see that some people are natural excretors of, for example, of heavy metals, and some people have a very difficult time excreting heavy metals. So understanding that, for one person who has a difficult time, those heavy metals are going to be much more of a problem than another person. And this is also true with estrogen. So there's a lot of talk about, bioidentical hormones. Well, just because they're bioidentical doesn't necessarily mean that they're safe and beneficial for each and every woman, because some women, even if it's a hormone that's natural for the human body, if she's not excreting that hormone properly and efficiently, it may not be the best strategy for her, to balance things out.
So when did you become interested in nutrition?
I became interested actually when I was in college. And I grew up with really severe allergies and bronchial issues. And when I look back on it now, I realize I basically had asthma for a good part of my life, especially in the winter and the spring. And I was constantly on antibiotics and allergy medicines. And basically, as an infant, they gave me milk, and I almost died twice from that. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty significant. So one day I figured out, when I was in college, I was a soccer player, and I was really frustrated about my lung capacity. And I went to a local health food store and found that the guy there gave me this amazing remedy. And then he gave me a book to read, and I discovered amazing things in this book. And I found out that I could change my diet, and he made a huge difference. Within weeks, I felt so much better. My lungs were better. My lung capacity improved, and my whole life changed. So that really got me going on that direction. Prior to that, I got into meditation and yoga, but I hadn't really put the diet piece together.
And so that's what kind of drove you toward the Ayurvedic approach.
Exactly. Yeah. So with the dietary shift and then being interested in yoga and meditation, that really got me interested in the Ayurveda.
Mm-hmm. So what challenges do we face in nutrition today as opposed to, say, 50 years ago?
Well, there's a lot of things, and I would say, looking at it in two directions. One, the quality of the food that we have, even the organic produce, isn't what it used to be. And in some cases, some of the produce has more than 50% less in nutritional value, meaning minerals and vitamins and antioxidants and phytonutrients. So the food in general is nowhere near what it used to be. So that's one problem.
Is that because of the over-farming and leaching all the goodies out of the soil?
Yeah, over-farming and not using the most intelligent technology to refeed the soil.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're learning, there are definitely ways to do that, but, you know, mass farming has been the way that we've been doing things. And, you know, you can't just trash the mass farming policies because it's certainly feeding millions of people, and that's how we've set up our society. But we really are going to have to use the new technologies and these new understandings of how to refeed the soil, not just with nitrogen and things that make a head of broccoli look beautiful, but have no nutrients or have far less nutrients and flavor. We're going to have to figure out how to remineralize the soil and keep it really clean. And yes, a lot of the herbicides totally leach the minerals out of the soil, and they also leach the minerals out of the nutrients, out of the plants themselves.
How important are these minerals to the human body?
Well, minerals are super important. They're the building blocks of the body. They minerals actually stimulate the, enable the body to use vitamins actually, and antioxidants. So it's not the minerals. Minerals are kind of like the spark plugs of the body. I mean, they're metals. That's literally what they are. They're micrometals, and they create energy in the body. So if someone is deficient in minerals, you can be sure that that person has very low energy, because in one sense, it's, well, in Chinese medicine and Ayurveda, we talk about the prana or the chi, and we also call it the bioelectric energy of the body, the electricity that runs through the body. And without minerals, it doesn't happen. So we need those minerals. And of course, we know that minerals like magnesium and phosphorus and calcium make up bone tissue, teeth tissue. So it helps both with healthy tissue and also cellular communication and energetic production of energy in the body.
Does it also have to do with how well the nerves work and the myelin sheath and all that fun stuff?
Yeah, like the conduction of the nerves, how the nerves fire, how they communicate, how the cells communicate. Absolutely.
Yeah, just pretty fascinating, pretty fascinating. So there's a lot more that minerals do that we haven't touched in on, and I would really like to get into it on the other side, as well as not only we don't get them, but sometimes there's things we do that burn more than others. Is that accurate? Well, it looks like we're going to have to take a short pause. Jonathan and I will be back after this commercial break. You're listening to Empowered Woman with Gwilda Wiecka Radio Show, EWWGW.com. Coming through you through the All Women's Radio Network, www.awrn.net.
Whether you're a skeptic or a believer, join me, Rob McConnell, as together we'll investigate the world of the paranormal and the science of parapsychology here on the X-Zone Radio TV show on XZBN and the X-Zone TV channel on Simul TV. Since 1990, the X-Zone Radio TV show has been the place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. Together, we'll investigate UFOs, aliens, ghosts, Bigfoot, psychic phenomena, lake monsters, conspiracy theories, government cover-ups, the truth embargo, alien abductions, ESP, haunted locations from around the world, and so much more. With over 28 years of broadcasting and more than 4,500 individual guests, the X-Zone is truly a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality, as evidenced by the credibility, integrity, and professionalism of the guests that we bring to our international audience. If you have seen a UFO, had a close encounter, seen a ghost, Bigfoot, lake monster, or a story that you would like to share or have investigated, contact me, Rob McConnell, by sending me your email to xzone@xzoneradiotv.com, or you can call toll-free 1-800-610-7035, extension 143, and on Skype, X-Zone Radio TV. For more information on the X-Zone Radio TV show with yours truly, Rob McConnell, visit www.xzoneradiotv.com or www.xzonetvchannel.com or simultv.com and xzbn.net. Until next we meet here in the X Zone from our broadcast center and studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, always remember X Zone Nation. Keep your eyes to the sky and your heart in the light.
You have heard of the X Zone? Now watch it on SimulTV, plus 500 video games, live TV channels, free video on demand, worldwide, and more. Does this sound like tomorrow's television? Well, it is, but you can have it today, right now. It is SimulTV. SimulTV offers what the others only wish they could provide. 15 exclusive channels like X-Zone, sci-fi, and horror. We are worldwide. No other provider offers that. 500 built-in video games. No need to have an extra expensive system. We have them included. Free video on demand. Live streaming events from around the world. Interactive online network and much more. Tomorrow's TV today. SimulTV. Sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. You can have SimulTV today. Sign up at SimulTV.com. Do it today.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. This is Empowered Woman with Gwilda Wiecka Radio Show, dedicated to redefining and empowering the feminine. Remember, past episodes are available on our website, ewwgw.com. I'm your host, Gwilda Wiecka. Our guest this hour is Jonathan Glass. His website, healingessencecenter.com. Jonathan, we were getting into minerals, and I had asked if there is different things that we do or different metabolisms that we have that burn more minerals than others.
Sure. Yeah, based on body types, some a slower metabolism person will actually accumulate certain minerals, although not really metabolize them very quickly. And a faster metabolic type will actually burn up those minerals more quickly. So it's sort of interesting. I mean, this is something that a lot of people don't really understand. But a few years ago, many doctors would sort of scoff at the idea of recommending nutrients to women. They would just say, you know, have a good diet and don't ever take calcium or magnesium. It's kind of a silly idea. You don't need it. And then a number of years after that, they flipped and were giving women very high amounts, 1,200 to 1,600 milligrams of calcium with vitamin D. And the unfortunate thing is that they were giving this without being combined with other nutrients or other minerals. So anytime we take one nutrient without mixing it with other nutrients, then the body becomes imbalanced. And a lot of people, they actually have discovered that very high amounts of calcium away from without any other nutrients can actually cause a calcification of the blood vessels and even a hardening of the sac around the heart. So these things can be very, very dangerous. And so now the recommended dose has gone from 1,200 milligrams down to 600 because of that. So there's a lot of subtleties to these things. And some people who have a very slow metabolic type should not be taking high amounts of calcium, but other nutrients to actually utilize the calcium that's being stored in the tissues and not actually getting to the bone. And on the other hand, there are people that need, they have a very fast metabolism, they burn up those minerals very, very quickly, so they should be taking higher amounts of calcium and other minerals. So yeah, there's definitely a metabolic type, and there's, based on bodies, the dosha, the body type, you'll need different types of nutrients and different amounts of them.
What are the signs of toxicity in women?
Signs of toxicity in women. That's a great question. So, I would say there's. I always look at toxicity on, on a couple levels. One is on a physical, mental, and even emotional. Physically, what we see is excess weight. Now, when I say excess weight, I don't mean some flesh around the hips. I don't mean a little bit of an extra belly. I mean significant excess weight, or it can be weight that's come on quickly. That can be a sign of toxicity. Oftentimes, there will be some kind of skin problems. There will be some hair problems. Darkness under the eyes can be a real problem or a sign of some kind of toxicity. Elimination issues, gas and bloating, these can all be symptoms of different forms of toxicity. But what I often see is, even if it doesn't show up so much on the physical level, but is the mental, emotional level, where the mind, certainly the energy of the body can become quite low. But the mind, there can even be low mood, there can be depression, there can be foggy headedness. All these things can be part of the toxicity problem.
Well, it sounds like you just described most of the women in this country.
Yeah, well, most of us, this is the predicament that we're in right now. And this is something that I really I'm passionate about sharing with people. We're sort of in a very strange phase on planet Earth right now because, over the years there's arguments, well, should I eat this way? Should I eat that way? Is fish a good food? Is that a good food? We're actually kind of putting ourselves into a corner where we are all becoming quite toxic. There's over 100,000 chemicals in the environment, and only about 20 or 30,000 of them have ever been really tested for human safety. And then when you combine them all together, that's never been tested. So our bodies, and a lot of them are estrogenic, like you mentioned before, which we feel contributes a lot to the very, very high levels of cancer. Those estrogens, they store in the body tissues and the body, the fleshy parts of the body. So we get, lots of breast cancer. That's where so many toxins are stored. So everyone is really should be doing some kind of detoxification at least twice a year. We clean our cars, we clean our houses. Why not cleanse the body at least a couple times a year? And the other thing is that most people think, I guess things are pretty toxic these days. But these ancient systems in Ayurveda, cleansing was a fundamental part of their health program thousands of years ago. And the water was cleaner, the air was cleaner. We weren't exposed to nearly the amount of toxins and stressors that we are now. And yet it was still a fundamental part of the system. And it was tremendously powerful for resetting someone to really get onto a much better track of health.
Yeah, there's even biblical references to cleansing, which I find very fascinating.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, and there's in some of the more obscure texts, they talk about Jesus and the Essenes doing detoxification and enemas and all kinds of things.
Right. The descriptions is pretty interesting. First you take the gourd.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I hope there's a better way, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, we got the technology now, that's for sure.
Yeah. So what can we do to compensate for the ever-present environmental pollutants in the air, water, food?
Yeah, first of all, we have to understand, first, sort of accept the reality that we are living in an environment where it makes a lot of sense to, one, eat as clean as possible. So, yes, get as much plant-based, organic food as possible. And if you know where your local farms, even if they're not certified organic, sometimes the non-certified organic are actually better than the certified organic. They just haven't gone through the process yet. But they may be growing the foods in very high quality soil and things like that. So local, organic, or non-pesticide use, herbicide use foods as much as possible.
Why the local piece?
Well, the local is great because anything that's grown locally is going to have the immune factors and the soil-based organisms that are appropriate locally. And of course, you're supporting the local farmers. We need to create more of a culture that we can support local farms rather than depending on this, you know, these huge, huge farms that really find it difficult to go 100% organic or really organic.
And so then we have the food grown someplace outside of where we are. The meridians of the earth aren't aligning the food with where we are. Then they're shipped halfway across the country, not ripened yet.
Exactly.
Pretty soon you're really compromising the nutritional value, aren't you?
Right. So you're compromising the nutritional value. There's often far more toxins. And so when there's lack of nutrients, this is another thing that's important. Lack of nutrients means that when there's toxins that come in, like, say, for instance, heavy metals, mercury, lead, cadmium, arsenic, they settle in the tissues much more efficiently. But if you have sufficient calcium, zinc, magnesium, manganese, if you have sufficient minerals, then they will prevent these heavy metals from lodging in the body. So good nutrition means protection also. It doesn't just mean good nutrition. It means you're protecting yourself from some of these heavy metals and toxins that you're being exposed to.
Well, you know, I had someone tell me not too long ago, we were talking about cleansing and stuff, that if we grew up in the era that I grew up in, when they were still using lead in gasoline, that lead's probably stored in our bones. Do you agree with that? And if so, how do you get it out of there?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So there's a few different ways. I do agree with that. And of course, there's different degrees of how much lead is stored there. But that's where lead goes. It usually gets stored deeply in the tissues and the bones. So again, when we have plenty of minerals, and I've seen this in my practice, one of the things I like to do is hair analysis, and that really indicates what the mineral balance is in the body. And when you give the body a full supply of the minerals that it needs, then what happens is the body is very intelligent. It feels safe to start letting go of the toxic heavy metals. And that's one of the best ways to do it. And then there certainly are other nutrients. There's certain products that we can use in conjunction to help leach out and pull out some of these heavy metals. But while we do that, we want to make sure that we're feeding minerals. Because, you know, if you're taking products that leach out heavy metals, often they're going to leach out some of the minerals. So there's a process of being aware of that. But one of the signs of lead toxicity in the bones is arthritis or rheumatism in the joints or you know, lots of pain deep inside the bones. That can actually be a lead toxicity.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So we have just a few seconds left here. Is there still a large source of lead coming into our diets?
Well, not so much in the diet, but it's still in the soil. That's the issue. I mean, so there is some coming in. Yeah. Not as much as there used to be, but it's still coming in to some degree.
All right. Well, we'll pick up on the other side of another short pause. Jonathan and I will return to our discussion on the other side of this commercial break. So you stay right there. This is Empowered Woman with Gwilda Wiecka Radio Show, EWWGW.com, coming to you through the All Women's Radio Network, AWRN.net.
Broadcast studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, to the world and beyond. You're watching the X-Zone Broadcast Network, www.xzbn.net.
AVS Media Demo.
You have heard of the X-Zone? Now watch it on SimulTV, plus 500 video games, live TV channels, free video on demand, worldwide and more. Does this sound like tomorrow's television? Well, it is, but you can have it today, right now. It is SimulTV. SimulTV offers what the others only wish they could provide. 15 exclusive channels like X-Zone, Sci-Fi, and Horror. We are worldwide. No other provider offers that. 500 built-in video games. No need to have an extra expensive system. We have them included. Free video on demand. Live streaming events from around the world, interactive online network, and much more. Tomorrow's TV today. SimulTV. Sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. You can have SimulTV today. Sign up at SimulTV.com. Do it today.
Did you know that when you're on the road with limited data or Wi-Fi, you can still listen to the X-Zone radio show with Rob McConnell, The Science of Magic with Gwilda Wiaka, X-1, Dimension X, Space Patrol, and every minute of the X-Zone broadcast network by calling 213-401-0080, courtesy of Audio Now. No smartphone, app, or internet needed. It saves your data plan, and it's free if you have unlimited minutes. Call 213-401-0080 to listen on any phone, anytime, anywhere. Remember 213-401-0080 for the best of the paranormal, parapsychology, and sci-fi radio programming anywhere, 24/7, 365. Rob McConnell here, presenting an overview for Nicholas Paul Jennings, author of a fascinating book, Amen. It presents facts revealed by Egyptologists, facts that enable us to understand why Amen is the beginning of creation of God. It provides recommendations for religious leaders of the major religions to unify their beliefs and teach the word of God, love one another. Amen informs people how mankind conceived God. It was the Egyptians that developed the concepts of a soul, a hereafter, and son of God. And finally, after the worship of many gods, they conceived the belief in one universal God, the maker of all there is. For more information, visit www.futureofgodamen.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That's www.futureofgodamen.com.
Welcome back. This is Empowered Woman with Gwilda Wiaka Radio Show, EWWGW.com, bringing the latest tools and information to support women during these rapidly shifting times. I'm your host, Gwilda Wiaka. Our very special guest this hour is Jonathan Glass. His website, HealingEssenceCenter.com. Jonathan, we were talking about detoxing heavy metals and stuff from the system. Do you start there, or do you start? A lot of people say, "Hey, you got to start everything with healing the gut." What's your thought on all that?
Yeah, well, in my cleanse program, which is what my book's about, the Total Life Cleanse. I don't necessarily start with minerals. I make sure the digestion is functioning optimally. But what I find is if people start eating really clean and then they take supportive herbs and nutrients, both for elimination and supporting the liver and the kidneys, and certainly taking sufficient amount of minerals, the body naturally starts detoxifying. I don't think that we need to spend months and months just repairing the gut, because that can take a long time for that process to happen. But you do want to make sure when you're detoxing that your elimination is functioning properly. The last thing you want to do is have toxins and heavy metals be released from the tissues, dumped into the gut, and then to be reabsorbed into the body. So I make sure the gut's working efficiently and well, but at the same time, yeah, we're going after the heavy metals and we're going after the chemicals and the pesticides all at the same time. In a gentle way, though.
Gentle. I like that. Gentle and easy, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, isn't there a healing crisis that can go on?
Yep, there absolutely is. And I would say my experience is that most people go through one or two cycles of a healing crisis during the cleanse. And my cleanse is a 28-day cleanse, although what happens is after 28 days, people's lives really change. Many, many people just, it's a whole new paradigm for them, and they just kind of move forward in such a way that everything is different. They eat very differently. Because when you dump toxins, there's this idea of detox and retox. When you're dumping toxins, oftentimes the body can't fully clear everything. So some of that gets recycled. Some of it causes brain fog. There can be digestive issues. I mean, heavy metals themselves, when they get into the gut, can cause a lot of gut pain and gas and bloating. So again, the idea is to find that balance between cleansing and not overdoing it, so that people go through these horrible, you know, days of feeling miserable. But oftentimes I tell people, you know, you're going to go through 3 or 4 days of feeling like a bad day in high school, of feeling really lethargic and tired and like you didn't get enough sleep. But when you're cleansing, that's the time to really take good care of yourself. And you know, some people would say, well, I never take a nap. And I'm like, well, you know, if you're doing the cleanse, then if you feel an urge to take a half an hour or an hour nap, go for it. So that's the time to let your body rejuvenate. But oftentimes, again, if you go through it pretty intelligently and you're eating food, not just juicing, and you're taking the right nutrients to help support your body, detox and cleanse and take those nutrients, those toxins out of the body, those detox reactions do not generally have to be that heavy. They really don't.
So, you know, there's as many diets out there as you can shake a stick at. You know, the paleo diet, the this, the that. But you recommend a plant-based diet. Why is that?
I do. Well, I do because it's for 90% of our ailments, it's the best diet. It really, really is. It's practical. It's simple. It tastes good. Plants are the thing that have been placed on this planet for our well-being and our disease prevention. I mean, those plants themselves have their own immunity in them, and we get the immunity of the plants when we eat them. They're loaded with nutrients. They're loaded with phytonutrients and minerals and vitamins. We can live off plants very, very well, very efficiently. They cause far less toxicity to the body. They're easier to digest. And, of course, they're much better for the environment and much better for the planet. Eating a plant-based diet is really, you know, if more people start eating a plant-based diet, it is a thing that could turn the environment around. I mean, anywhere from 25 to 50% of the environmental issues on the planet are said to be due from the animal industry as it is right now. So it causes a tremendous amount of toxicity. And another thing is that, there's the argument of grass-fed, and we can talk about that in a minute, but the animals, when they're eating genetically modified corn, which is what most people are eating, they're not eating organic animal food, they're eating genetically, the cows and the chickens and everybody, those animals are all eating genetically modified foods, which is tremendously damaging to the gut. They're also eating animals that are incredibly ill and sick and unhealthy. That's a whole nother thing. So even the animals that most people eat are not healthy creatures, and that is going to affect people's health as well. So there's lots of good reasons.
I've also heard of, not heard of, but witnessed, the treatment of animals in feedlots. The treatment, they're just traumatized. And they're probably pumped full of adrenaline and everything else. Does that impact us?
Sure, absolutely. You know, they have to use fake colors and to make the meat look red. We have to understand these things. It actually is a lot of common sense, and you know, we just don't like to think about it, or sometimes we just don't think about it. But whatever chemical, whatever brain chemistry that animal went through at the time of its death, that will be in the flesh of that animal. And I had a guy once come to me, who's a local farmer, And he wanted to trade with me. He said, you know, you want to trade my beef for acupuncture? And I said, well, you know, I'm a vegetarian, but thanks anyway. He says, well, what do you mean? I mean, my meat's never gray or purple. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, you know, the mass-produced flesh has to be, they use certain chemicals to wash the meat so that it looks red, and that's from the adrenaline. Where, you know, in his small farm, he does things in such a way that the animals aren't terrified at the moment of death because they don't know what's coming. And, you know, and you know, you can talk about that from different angles, but just that was, and it was many years ago, it was very enlightening, that the way he described that.
But so, we're omnivores. Don't we need a certain amount of meat to stay healthy?
No, that's a myth. We do not need meat to stay healthy, but we need to eat well to stay healthy. So eating plenty of plants, a good amount of fruits, whole grains, beans, nuts, and seeds. We get plenty of protein. Broccoli, ounce per ounce, has more protein than beef. And there's certainly supplements. You know, people are always concerned about protein. There's certainly supplements. There's spirulina. There's wonderful protein powders these days if people are athletic and they need a little extra protein. But you know, the protein is, we need protein. It's a building block, but we need far less protein than what we've all been programmed to need.
I did quite a study and worked with food combining you get the amino acids that create a complete protein. Does that actually replace eating flesh?
Sure. I mean, it's just amino acids. When you eat whatever form of protein you're eating, that protein comes in a thread of amino acids. And basically, your body has to break it down in the liver, and then it has to reproduce, and it stores those amino acids so that when your body needs to create new proteins, it takes those stored amino acids and it creates new tissue in the body. So however you get those amino acids, it doesn't matter whether you're getting it from meat or from whole grains or beans or nuts or seeds. It doesn't matter. As long as it has those amino acids there, your body breaks it down, stores it, and reuses it. So people have this idea that I eat meat and that's the only way I can get my protein. It's not true at all. Anything that has structure has protein. I mean, if it has structure, and food does, it has protein. Everything has some protein. Of course, some foods have higher amounts than others.
You know, many of us have digestive problems and can't digest, you know, vegetables very well, particularly not raw ones, and or beans, legumes. How do you get around that?
Well, first of all, you know, even in Ayurveda, it talks about the importance of properly cooking your food. Now, there's the big raw food movement that really took off in maybe the 90s, early 2000s. And most of the raw food gurus are no longer raw food gurus. Most of them have gone back to some form of cooking. So cooking with appropriate spices can be very, very effective for helping people to digest things. And if we look at from an Ayurvedic perspective, there's certain foods that one body type is going to digest more than another body type. So individualizing things is really important. So for someone who has a lot of gas and bloating, raw peppers, you know, green peppers or red peppers are going to be a really bad food for them. For somebody who has other types of issues, even eating watermelon may be an issue. So understanding the subtleties of things can be really helpful.
Okay, we're going to have to take a break and pick up on the rest. Sure. On the other side of this break, Jonathan and I will be back shortly to continue our exploration. Don't leave us now. You're listening to The Empowered Woman with Gwilda Wiecka Radio Show, www.ewwgw.com. We're coming to you through the All Women's Radio Network, awrn.net.
You have heard of the X-Zone. Now watch it on Simul TV. Plus 500 video games, live TV channels, free video on demand, worldwide, and more. Does this sound like tomorrow's television? Well, it is, but you can have it today, right now. It is Simul TV. Simul TV offers what the others only wish they could provide. 15 exclusive channels like X-Zone, Sci-Fi, and Horror. We are worldwide. No other provider offers that. 500 built-in video games. No need to have an extra expensive system. We have them included. Free video on demand. Live streaming events from around the world. Interactive online network and much more. Tomorrow's TV today. Simul TV. Sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. You can have Simul TV today. Sign up at simultv.com. Do it today.
Whether you're a skeptic or a believer, join me, Rob McConnell, as together we'll investigate the world of the paranormal and the science of parapsychology here on the X-Zone Radio TV show on XZBN and the X-Zone TV channel on Simul TV. Since 1990, the X-Zone Radio TV show has been the place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. Together, we'll investigate UFOs, aliens, ghosts, Bigfoot, psychic phenomenon, lake monsters, conspiracy theories, government cover-ups, the truth embargo, alien abductions, ESP, haunted locations from around the world, and so much more. With over 28 years of broadcasting and more than 4,500 individual guests, the X-Zone is truly a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality, as evidenced by the credibility, integrity, and professionalism of the guests that we bring to our international audience. If you have seen a UFO, had a close encounter, seen a ghost, Bigfoot, lake monster, or a story that you would like to share or have investigated, contact me, Rob McConnell, by sending me your email to xzone@xzoneradiotv.com, or you can call toll-free 1-800-610-7035, extension 143, and on Skype, X-Zone Radio TV. For more information on the X-Zone Radio TV show with yours truly, Rob McConnell, visit www.xzoneradiotv.com or www.xzonetvchannel.com or simultv.com and xzbn.net. Until next we meet here in the X-Zone from our broadcast center and studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, always remember X-Zone Nation. Keep your eyes to the sky and your heart in the light.
Welcome back. This is Empowered Woman with Gwilda Wiecka Radio Show, EWWGW.com, bringing the latest information to support women as we embrace our true power. I'm your host, Gwilda Wiecka. I always love suggestions from my listeners. Email me, Gwilda@EWWGW.com, and share what's on your mind. Our guest this hour is Jonathan Glass. His website, HealingEssenceCenter.com. Jonathan, I know this is a sore subject with a lot of women because so much of what we've done has been devalued. But when we quit really taking care of the food and the cooking and, went into the workplace, I think overall the family's nutrition went downhill. Do you see that to be the case? And how can we move beyond that?
That is a huge, huge question, and it's a great question because with any action, there's always a consequence. And obviously, we want to be in a culture where women have equal rights and they make this exact same amount of money as a man who's doing the same job and all those kinds of things. But it is a reality. Our culture has shifted from mothers who stay home and are homemakers, that type of thing, and who really put their work energy, their life energy into maintaining the home and cooking. And now oftentimes what the reality is a lot of the times the mothers are doing, they're maintaining the home and they're also working. And yes, maybe in many cases the men are kind of doing more than they used to do typically. But it has created an issue. It has created a certain level of imbalance. And I think the pendulum, you know, it swings back and forth. I think the first step is to really start to understand. And it just seems like, to me, it's the women, the conscious women on the planet, like you, Gwilda, are the ones that really are going to need to start speaking up for, not just start, continue to speak up for what really needs to shift. And food is so essential. What we put in our bodies, what we allow into our bodies, is so important. And, you know, the men can speak about it, but it's just a feeling I have, and I see it all the time now. When women really speak up for something, there's a balance, it's a rebalancing that's beginning to happen. It's been happening for a while, where the female energy, the goddess, whatever you want to call it, is speaking up. But one of the things that I think she needs to speak up about really clearly is the food industry and what foods we put on our tables and what foods we bring home. And, you know, even our governments and our previous governments, they've been very, very insensitive to this. Even, I'm not going to mention names, but even those politicians that we think of as being liberal and open-minded, they were supporting the genetically modified industries. And these are things that we really need to understand, and we really need to speak up about it and take these things back into our own power. So, yeah, it creates an imbalance. And I think, first of all, women need to acknowledge it and figure out how they can continue to nourish the planet in a way that, and their families, and their in a way that, they can do. And it's very important at this time.
You know, another aspect, I'm going to get a little esoteric on you here.
Sure.
But I love being a homemaker, and I love cooking, and I still do all the above from scratch, even though I, make my own living and everything else.
Yep.
But one thing that I learned early on and see in some people, doesn't have to be, it's the goddess and the man or the woman that can do this.
Yeah.
But it's creating and preparing and growing and cooking the food with a loving heart changes mm-hmm. the food. Do you see that? And can you speak to it if you have?
Absolutely. 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 I've been in many different situations. And that's a principle that is absolutely accepted in, for instance, in the yoga system or the whole preparation of food in India. There's a very, it's part of their system. Some of it gets lost now and again, but it's part of their absolute, from their perspective, scientific understanding of what happens when we cook. So our thought forms, our energy goes into the food, and people take it on. So when there's love in the food, you pass it on. I mean, we know Dr. Emoto, and that when you hold water or even thought forms, how it impacts the water or sound vibrations, affects the molecular structure of the water. So how we think and how we cook while you're cooking makes a difference. There's a funny joke in India where the sage comes down after being in the Himalayas for many years. He goes to, he goes to a restaurant, and all of a sudden all he wants to do is read the newspaper, and he's very frustrated. He can't meditate anymore, so he goes back to the restaurant, and he sees the guy stirring the food, and he sees him reading the newspaper while he's stirring the food. So, you know, definitely, it's a very important thing.
And it's lost. It's really lost. So, mostly we're stressed out, we're tired, we get home, we just want to slap something on the table, or we go buy fast food. And if you look at the grumpy people in the back cooking fast food, you know what's going into that as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a big problem. It's a big problem.
Yeah.
And I think, the more people can do things to take care of themselves, and that's why regular yoga and really starting to eat clean. One of the things that happens when people start eating really clean is that their consciousness starts to shift too. Like increases like, so you start becoming more interested in healthy things, and you start becoming more sensitive to what puts you out of balance or makes you feel heavier and denser and more negative. And then you eat in certain ways that actually make you feel lighter, happier, more conscious, more awake. So that's, for instance, when people do the Total Life Cleanse, they feel different. And it's not just a physical thing. It's a mental, emotional, even spiritual dynamic begins to manifest. People start waking up to their potential just by shifting some of these things.
So from what you're saying, there's a major connection between how we eat, our consciousness, and our personal empowerment.
Absolutely. We see it again and again.
Amazing. So it's like once you start cleaning up and your body's running balanced, this is the difference between driving a Porsche and a tractor down the same road.
Exactly. Because, you know, if you think about it, we are this is simplistic, but if you want to call it the soul or the self, it's like a light bulb. And the body has different, in Ayurveda, they call it koshas, which are layers or coverings. And they're almost like they're described as light shades or shades that go over the light bulb of yourself. And those coverings can become very dense. They can become very dark. They can be covered. They can become dusty. So the way we eat and the way we live causes those koshas or those coverings to become very heavy and dense, so our essence, our light, doesn't come out. So one of the things that eating clean and cleansing does is it just takes the burden off the body and the mind so that your natural essence just shines forth. And the nature of our natural essence is foundation is love and our capacity to be present, our capacity to be aware. Those things are very natural aspects of our being, of our soul. So by removing the toxins, physical, mental, and emotional toxins, by doing that, we just naturally become happier, we naturally become more human, we naturally become more awake, and we live our lives and fulfill our purpose much more easily and much more naturally.
I love the way you address that there are the four levels to our being, and they all get toxic.
Absolutely.
You know, there's numerous physical cleanses, but how does one cleanse the other levels, emotional, mental, and spiritual?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's one of the unique things I think about our cleanse program is that, first of all, we have to acknowledge those aspects. So we always discuss them. And just discussing them during a cleanse opens people up to the reality. And then during a cleanse, it's really important to up the yoga, up the meditation, up the, if you're a person who likes to pray, up the prayer, up the exercise, all those things. Up reading books that inspire you and open your mind and awaken your consciousness. Reduce the other toxins like the media, television, too much internet, too much social media, things like that, and start connecting to the earth more. Put your feet on the earth, lie down on the earth, hug a tree, you know, connect to the very natural things of life. And by doing that, what happens is we start reconnecting to the multidimensional nature of who we are as spiritual beings in a human body, but we get to begin to feel the potential of who we really are. And it's a beautiful thing.
We have about half a minute left. Where's the best place for us as women to start implementing the Total Life Cleanse?
Well, the best place, I would say, would be to go look for the Total Life Cleanse. You can get it either from my website, healingessencecenter.com. You can also get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And just plug in Total Life Cleanse, and you can pick up the book. I also offer some online programs, and if you're ever local in the Boston area, I offer programs here as well. But you can find all that on the website.
Well, it's just been so enlightening, and this is so important. Unfortunately, we've come to the end of our time together. Jonathan, thank you so, so much for coming on the show and sharing your wisdom.
Gulda, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Mm. Our guest this hour has been author of The Total Life Cleanse and the co-creator of the Total Life Cleanse program, Jonathan Glass. Jonathan is a master acupuncturist, Ayurvedic practitioner, herbalist, and natural health educator. His website, healingessencecenter.com. Remember to join our email family to stay abreast of all the exciting new things we have coming up at ewwgw.com. While you're there, be sure to join in on the blog and join the discussion by leaving comments. This has been Empowered Woman with Gwilda Wiecka Radio Show, coming to you through the All Women's Radio Network, www.awrn.net. Until next time, dear sisters, stand in your strength, stand in your truth, embrace your power. The world needs you and everything you are.
a skeptic or a believer, join me, Rob McConnell, as together we'll investigate the world of the paranormal and the science of parapsychology here on the X-Zone Radio TV show on XZBN and the X-Zone TV channel on Simul TV. Since 1990, the X-Zone Radio TV show has been the place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. Together, we'll investigate UFOs, aliens, ghosts, Bigfoot, psychic phenomenon, lake monsters, conspiracy theories, government cover-ups, the truth embargo, alien abductions, ESP, haunted locations from around the world, and so much more. With over 28 years of broadcasting and more than 4,500 individual guests, the X-Zone is truly a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality, as evidenced by the credibility, integrity, and professionalism of the guests that we bring to our international audience. If you have seen a UFO, had a close encounter, seen a ghost, Bigfoot, lake monster, or a story that you would like to share or have investigated, contact me, Rob McConnell, by sending me your email to xzone@xzoneradiotv.com, or you can call toll-free 1-800-610-7035, extension 143, and on Skype, X-Zone Radio TV. For more information on the X-Zone Radio TV show with yours truly, Rob McConnell, visit www.xzoneradiotv.com or www.xzonetvchannel.com or simultv.com and xzbn.net. Until next we meet here in the X-Zone from our broadcast center and studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, always remember X-Zone Nation, keep your eyes to the sky and your heart in the light.
You have heard of the X-Zone? Now watch it on Simul TV, plus 500 video games, live TV channels, free video on demand, worldwide and more. Does this sound like tomorrow's television? Well, it is, but you can have it today, right now. It is Simul TV. Simul TV offers what the others only wish they could provide. 15 exclusive channels like X-Zone, sci-fi, and horror. We are worldwide. No other provider offers that. 500 built-in video games. No need to have an extra expensive system. We have them included. Free video on demand. Live streaming events from around the world. Interactive online network and much more. Tomorrow's TV today. Simul TV. Sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. You can have Simul TV today. Sign up at simultv.com. Do it today.